For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team tied Duluth last night 1-1. Head to Duluth tonight, joined by Elias Rosen, one of the four captains on this team. He got the puck towards the slot, ended up getting the lone goal then on the redirect. It wasn't a lot of easy ice out there. How important is it just getting the puck to a spot where you guys can do something with it?
Yeah, we know Duluth was going to be a hard game, and we know they're going to be a hard game tomorrow or tonight again. So it's just a matter of being poised with the puck, getting to the right places, and just battling it out down low. We have to keep the ground game going. That's what I feel like we were lacking a bit today, but we can do it better. We can do it better.
You know, I'm not going to lie, as we're getting to 2-3 minutes left, guys are up 1-0. Comes back into my mind what's happened earlier this year. It's been a recurring theme. Do you guys think about it as the game's going on?
No, you can't think about it when the game's going on. It's just frustrating when it happens after the fact. But when the game's going on, you just have to think about it. The new game every time, and you have to get battle out, trying to get the win every time. But it's tiring happening every time now, and we just have to find a way to win.
I'm going to give Kaiser a little credit, maybe a lot of credit. Made a heck of a play to keep the puck in, made a heck of a shot. You know, sometimes the other team has something to say about it too. How can you guys flush it and just move on?
No, we just have to let it go. We know we can win the game, and we showed it this game today. Like, the third period was a really good period, and we should have won the game. Just lucky balance, they got it in, and Kaiser was good. But we can win. We can win tonight, and we just have to play the game we know how to play and take it to them.
With Ross Armour out, a lot of different guys have to move into different roles. It's going to take a little time to get used to that, but as the game progressed, did you like what you saw out of all those guys in different roles?
Yeah, everyone felt pretty good. We switched it up a bit in a couple of periods there, but after all, I feel like we played good and the lines were good, and we got some players in different roles, but that shouldn't matter. We should come out and play our game every day anyway.
Ross takes so many face-offs. As a collective group, how much do you guys need to help out those two new centers?
Yeah, of course. It's not just on the centermen. Of course, it's mostly on them. But all the team as a group, all the wingers and D-men have to go in and help them win the faceoff as well. So we just have to help them out as much as they can. But at the end of the day, it's just win the faceoff. So
best of luck.